Simple panning movement for dark rollers. Beginner lesson in Ableton Live. Let's make your roller feel wider, alive, and kind of hypnotic, without messing up the groove or losing weight in a club system. The big concept for today is anchor plus orbit. You pick a few things that never move, and they become your anchor. In drum and bass, that's basically always kick, snare, and sub. Then you pick a few things that are allowed to orbit around that anchor, like hats, shakers, ghost percussion, little textures, and especially your reverb and delay space. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar loop, where the core hits stay centered and solid, but the tops and the atmosphere gently move side to side. That movement gives you depth and energy, without needing extra samples or extra drum programming. All right, quick session prep. Set your tempo to somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Now make a few tracks, kick, snare, hats or tops, a percussion loop or a ghost loop, and a bass track. If you like the classic DNB approach, split the bass into two tracks, one for sub and one for mid or distortion, and make two returns, return A for reverb, return B for delay. Before we automate anything, lock in the rule. Kick, snare, sub stay dead center. Don't get cute with those. If your drop ever feels weaker after adding movement, 9 times out of 10 you accidentally moved an anchor, or you widened something that contains low end or low mids. Let's start with the simplest, most controllable method. Manual panning automation on a hat loop. Click your hats or tops track. Press it to open automation mode. In the automation lane chooser, select mixer, then track panning. Now we're going to draw a really simple two-bar phrase. Keep it subtle. In bar 1, push the pan slightly to the right, something like plus 10. In bar 2, pull it slightly to the left, like minus 10. If you want it even safer, start at plus 8 and minus 8. The goal is not wow, it's flying around my head. The goal is the loop feels like it breathes. Teacher tip here, make it musical. Think call and response. Bar 1 leans right, bar 2 leans left, then repeat. It feels like the groove is answering itself. And here's an arrangement move that's incredibly effective in rollers. For the first 16 bars, keep the movement smaller, like plus or minus 8. Then after a variation, or when you want a lift without adding new drums, bump it up slightly, maybe plus or minus 12. That tiny change reads as more energy, but it still sounds controlled. Now, a coach note that matters a lot. Watch the low mids on any moving top loop. If your hat loop has body around 200 to 400 Hz, panning can smear the center in a weird way. So if the movement makes your groove feel blurry, put an EQ8 on the hats and high pass a bit higher than usual. You might end up around 200 to 400 Hz for tops, depending on the sample. Dark rollers love clean space. Next up, auto pan, which is Ableton's fastest way to get rhythmic left-right motion. We'll use it like a groove tool, not a gimmick. Go to your perk loop or ghosts track, drop on autopan, set it to sync, so it locks to tempo, start with amount around 20 to 35%, set the rate to something DNB friendly like 1/8 or 1/16, set phase to 180 degrees, so it alternates left-right, and set shape around 30 to 50%, more sine-like is smoother, more square-like is choppier. Now press play and listen. If it's too distracting, don't immediately start changing everything. First, lower amount. That's the main intensity control. If it still feels busy, slow the rate from 1/16 to 1/8. Another big workflow tip. Don't put auto pan on your whole drum bus. Put it on one ghosty layer. Your main drum bus is your anchor structure. The orbiting layers are where you can have fun. If the movement starts fighting your snare, here's a really practical fix. Let the moving layer breathe around the snare using sidechain style dynamics. On that moving tops or perk track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose the snare track, or the drum bus, as the sidechain input. Now set a gentle ratio, like 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Use an attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, so the transient doesn't get murdered. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds so it recovers in time for the groove. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. This does something really important. It keeps the snare crack feeling centered and dominant, while the side movement fills the gaps. That's the roller feel. Punch in the middle, shadows moving around it. Now for the pro, club safe trick. Move your returns instead of your dry drums. Go to return A, put a reverb on it, hybrid reverb or Ableton reverb. For a dark roller space, set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays clean. High cut somewhere around 6 to 10k to keep it dark. Low cut around 150 to 300 Hz to keep low end from washing out. Now, After the reverb, add auto pan. Keep this gentle, amount around 10 to 20%. Rate slow, like 1/2 note or even 1 bar. Phase at 180 degrees. Shape smoother, like 20 to 40%. Now send your snare and a bit of tension percussion into that return. Listen to what's happening. Your core drums haven't moved at all, but the space around them is alive. This is one of the fastest ways to get a 3D roller vibe that still collapses nicely in mono. Return B can be a delay for that jungle flicker. Put delay or echo on return B. Use a sync time like 1/8 or 1/16, feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter it, roll off lows with a high pass, and tame highs with a low pass so it's not sizzling. Then add utility after the delay and automate width slightly across the arrangement. For a build or verse, keep it around 80 to 100%. For a drop, open it to maybe 110 to 130. Subtle. If you push width too hard on a delay return, it gets messy fast, especially with busy drums. Now, a beginner safe advanced move. Split your bass into sub and mid movement. Duplicate your bass track. Name one bass sub, one bass mid or dists. On the sub track, put EQ8 and low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. This audio version is shortened for playback.